forgot to do it now. Okay, clinic notes on Ronald Knox, R-O-N-A-L-D, last name Knox, K-N-O-X, Jr. Patient seen for follow-up, MRI, left shoulder, and elevated blood pressure. Patient was seen here on the 12th. His history of pain in his right shoulder states that he had pain 20 years ago. Was seen by a chiropractor who told him he had a pinched nerve with occasional flare-ups since then. Does heavy work, lifting, with occasional discomfort. States has been worse for the past several days. There's some paresthesia-like sensation to right upper arm. And seen in the office, his blood pressure is elevated. So, the patient called stating his blood pressure at home was increased. One 50 over, blood pressure increased 166 over 107 because of elevated blood pressure. Patient was started on Losartan, hydrochlorothiazide, 50 or 25 milligrams to take tonight in the morning, and to follow up with his blood pressure remains 165 over 100. Scheduled to get MRI tomorrow. MRI obtained. Showed presence of arthropathy to AC joint. The rotator cuff showed mild tendinopathy at the supraspinatus tendon. The joint showed no definite abnormalities, with arthrogram recommended to continue with pain. Patient seen today for the follow-up. With a list of blood pressures showing marked elevations, highest 192 over 119 on the 12th, 166 over 107, 169 over 120, excuse me, on the 13th, 169 over 112 on the 14th, continuing up to 164 or 115 on the 15th, and 161 over 115 on the 16th. My steds are using a wrist blood pressure device. And seen today, blood pressure was 135 over 81 without evidence of elevation. MRI results were explained to patient, and recent lab work was reviewed with slight elevation of triglycerides, His elevated LDL 118 advised to increase restrictions on fat and diet with recommendation in 6 months. The patient was here before. He had ultrasound performed. With mild fatty liver, because of presence of right ventricular hypertrophy. Patient was scheduled for sleep apnea study. Is to be scheduled for sleep study until Doppler of the lower extremities within normal limits. Remainder of ultrasound showed no definite abnormalities. Because of abnormal MRI and is with some pain, although he states that continuing medication and Kobe Smith, I believe the remainder, the earlier dictation was retained because of a continued. Well, because of the abnormality on MRI, patient was given precautions for work. States he does heavy lifting. Was advised to go on light duty with restricted use of right arm for the next 10 days. Recommended to follow up here, if not better, and able to resume normal duty. Because of abnormality on MRI, he was also advised to seek consultation from orthopedist for further evaluation with his work situation as well. Because of elevated blood pressure with inconsistent results, patient was advised to go to the drugstore and check his blood pressure on a normal routine blood pressure device, and if it's normal, to try to get a refund on his wrist blood pressure device, which doesn't may not be working, as he had a normal blood pressure here in the office. Patient is now physical exam at this point shows he localizes pain to right superior deltoid region with painful range of motion. Patient was advised to wear a sling, return to work like duty as above, to continue on Mobic after finishing steroids as prescribed before, with recommendation to see orthopedist for further evaluation, and with precautions of use of right arm. Patient also advised, because of high elevated blood pressure, again advised to continue to monitor blood pressure. Once he confirms the blood pressure device, he was advised to increase his blood pressure pill, losartan and hydrochlorothiazide, to double dose if blood pressure remains over 160 over 95, and to follow up in the next week or two for monitoring blood pressure, as well as to follow up on his injury if not resolved and hasn't seen orthopedist. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.